بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Firstly, with regard to muzakara, revising the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that our lives can come upon that way of life for which Allah has sent us into the world, and that is to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person will become a human being, and then he can progress to become a proper Muslim and a mu'min, and then we can think of becoming waliyas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with regard to everything Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, even how to relieve ourselves in the toilet. So when relieving ourselves, a person should be not facing towards Qibla, whether his face or his back should not be facing Qibla. Then don't talk unnecessary in the toilet, unless it's extremely necessary. Somebody is asking you something important, just that short thing you should answer and don't talk. And like we say, sadly today, your friends, you sitting in the one side toilet, he's in the other side toilet, and you're sitting and talking to one another. This is totally unbecoming, and it's not in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and shows the height of inhumanity, that you're not like a human being. You're in the toilet, but you're talking, and you think you're in a... So anyway, the next sunnah is, be extremely careful and ensure that droplets of urine and stool do not splash upon one, as most of the punishment of the grave is due to not protecting oneself from urine splashes. This is also extremely important that we should be very careful. The splashes of urine don't splash on our clothes or don't splash on our shoes, chumpals, etc. Person is negligent about this, and particularly sometimes it happens you have to relieve yourself in an open, when you're traveling and you've got an urgent need, then see, you relieve yourself at such a place where it's not rocky. Because at that place, then the urine splashes are going to splash on you. And if you're not conscious, and then many people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed one cupboard and he said, this person is being punished. Sahaba didn't ask for what? Say, he wasn't conscious that the splashes of urine shouldn't splash on him. So we should be extremely cautious and be careful. And also very important, we should try and use the flat toilet. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The high toilet is just for necessity, for older people, etc. But today we're living in an environment, children grow up like that. They don't know how to use the flat toilet. Whereas we should be making an effort to teach them that. And then do not touch the private part with the right hand during istinja. Use the left hand for this purpose. Right hand is to pour the water, and the left hand is to wash ourselves. And where there is a toilet not available, relieve oneself behind some barrier, so that one is not exposed to others. Sometimes, like we just explained, you're traveling, and you got the urgent need, there's no toilet, then stop at such a place where there's a tree or something. Not like today we see people in human forms, but like animals. Just standing in front on the road, not cared who's looking at them, just standing on the side of the car and think, no, that is not an insan yet. To become an insan, we have to follow the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq to learn these sunnat and to practice upon it out of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so then we can hope of getting the love of Allah ta'ala. Then, with regard to the ash'ar that we read when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just to enhance our concentration and to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making these du'as to Allah ta'ala. Yesterday we learned when a person is making the zikr of Allah, Allah, and as you come and you gain the ma'rifat of Allah and you do this course, like a child, he starts walking slowly, slowly, he already wants to run. No, but you have to go according to your pace. Go according to your pace, you'll be growing. And you won't realize you're growing. People in the house, they don't notice the child is growing. The auntie comes after 2 months, child is so big already. How many months? Only 3-4 months. No, it looks like a year already. So like that, spiritually also will grow. But we don't have to rush, we have to carry on. Most important, pay attention. And be alert and be conscious that why we have come here. To find Allah Ta'ala, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today everyone, shaitan has made such an effort. Person who can't afford to buy bread in a remote village, but he is worried of his Wi-Fi connection. is worried about death, and so to disconnecting us totally from Allah Ta'ala, shaitan has made all that effort. And today, this is the effort to bring it. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we learned in the next lesson, inshallah, Allah sent the greatest personality to bring us back to Allah Ta'ala. Where are we lost? And when we lost, a person who is not a human being, he's got no life. He's like a zombie. Does anything uncultured also. So Allah give us tawfiq that we realize. And this will come as we make the zikr of Allah. In the beginning, it will be like how we were children. We read our kalimas in the madrasa. We used to read it loud. La ilaha illallah. But now is the time that every day you should read your kalima. With the intention of renewing your iman. Now you'll be conscious. Why? What is La ilaha illallah? Ya Allah, that iman that you gave to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us, I'm renewing it. Every day I have to renew it. So when you're making zikr like that, and then you enjoy taking Allah's name, then automatically from the bottom of your heart it will come out, Ahra, Juz, Asama, Hamdan, Nabood, Razra, Ghayri, Khuda, Mahram, Nabood. That this secret talk of mine, that when I say, ah, how I feel, how I wasted my life, only Allah knows that secret of mine. Nobody in the heavens and earth knows besides you, O Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, please, turn to whom your attention to me. And then when you carry on making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, then the next poem that is recited, Ilahi ata wa zarra dardidil, ki marta hai bedar bimar tera. That, O Allah, grant me a drop and I, brilliant of a drop of your pain, of your love. That is when Allah's love, just an iota comes, and if you pay attention and you listen to the talks of Marifat, and then Allah's azmat will come, and naturally Allah's love will come in the heart. And as that one drop comes, you see even a child, if he is nurtured properly, then he is a small child, but he does things like an adult, and he's disciplined. And an adult, even if he doesn't do his nurturing, he becomes so big and he's still like a small child. So Allah Ta'ala gives us that one drop of the love of Allah, and otherwise we say, Ya Allah, ke marta hai bedar bimar tera, that I'm dying and I'm pining, and I'm living a life, I got no value in my life. So I got no, because I got no pain in my life, of your love. And this is the pain we should be worried. We got every other pain besides Allah Ta'ala. So this pain, O Allah, grant me that pain, that I don't die a lingering death, that I just pass my life and nothing has come into me. So Allah, grant me this great, valuable one drop of your love. Allah, give us tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to Anwaru Salah, just a very, very important lessons of how to make Salah a reality, and this will make our whole life a reality. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allazeena astafa. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى. We are busy with, we started with the first sabak of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, and as he was explaining that how Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to us, that Allah gave us life first of all, then Allah gave us a heart. And before even our body, Allah made our heart, and that is our ruh, our spiritual heart. And then Allah Ta'ala not just gave us a heart that is empty. Allah made our heart full of nur, that Allah presented Himself. And Allah showed us who is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your creator, sustainer? We all said, Bala, definitely. And as we learned from the previous lesson, that when you do this course, then finally you realize that what is a sign of success? That where is Allah? How great is Allah? And me, absolutely useless, and Allah allows me. So how much you realize this, the special, special favors of Allah Ta'ala upon this useless servant. And as you tread this path of the marifat of Allah, more and more, as Hazrat taught us yesterday also, that Shaykh Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali says, that mashayikh have written, that what is this tasawwuf all about? That you realize you are non-entity, that you are not existing, you are not word being existent, but Allah Ta'ala's kindness. And the more a person realizes that, the more Allah Ta'ala gives that person honor, and he doesn't even worry of that honor. Like for example, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great shaykh of his time, what a luminary, and what knowledge Allah gave him. So one time he was sitting in his khanka having majlis. Villagers came and they heard some villagers were talking that, wow, shahar mein bahut bada buzurg hai. Villagers are ordinary people. They don't know etiquette, etc. So they heard, hey, there in the city there's a very great molisab. So they, two of them thought, let us go and meet that molisab. Let us go humbi barkat mile. We also get some barkat, get some du'as. But villagers are villagers. They still don't know reality. When they came to Gaggo, they find Hazrat's khanka and Hazrat was having majlis. And that time in the majlis, Hazrat was saying that just at that point, he was busy explaining that when reality comes into you, you realize you absolutely nothing. And then he was telling them, Khuda ki kasam mein kuch nahi, mujh par bhi bharosa na ho. So I am absolutely nothing. Don't have hope in me also. Like many of us, we think, oh, my Shaykh is going to pull me to Jannah. Yes, if we follow that way, then Allah will say, mix what, but that also you have to make. So, and realize you absolutely nothing. Whether you can be a Khalifa, you can be Mashayikh, Shaykhul Mashayikh. So, Hazrat was saying at that time, may absolute, may kuch nahi. Allah ki kasam, may kuch nahi. Mujh par parosa matro. I am absolutely nothing. And don't have any trust in me. So these two villagers just walked in at that time. He said, Mauli sahab kehte, wo kuch nahi, hame kya kya milega. He is saying, he is nothing, what we are going to get here. So they went away, they lost out, they didn't know this reality. But then look at our mashayikh, to open our minds again, to make us realize that Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi was a great personality and a great khalifa also of his share. And how is it that he is taking qasam and saying, I'm absolutely nothing? Is he telling a lie? And lies and the lies cannot go together with being a khalifa. Lies cannot go together being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat explained. Iman and lies can never go together. So what was Hazrat telling? A lie. That like many of us, somebody say, oh, you are molisab. Say, no, I'm not a molisab. No, say, make dua Allah, make me a proper molisab. Don't say, I'm not a molisab. Or you're hafiz. No, I'm not hafiz. You are hafiz. Say, make dua Allah, make me a hafiz. I just became sarsari hafiz. I still don't know what the reality. So make dua for me that Allah make me that hafiz, that Allah accepts me. So here ulama explain, was Hazrat telling a lie or was he just putting on a show? Then those who had reality, they explain that no, the Ahlullah, their eyes are all the time upon Allah Ta'ala. Even in a majlis, when they're sitting and giving bayan, they're not giving bayan just because of the crowd. They're giving bayan for Allah Ta'ala's sake. And Allah's greatness is overawed on them all the time. So when you compare yourself to Allah Ta'ala, then Khuda ki qasam hum kuch nahi. We're absolutely nothing. We're not worth anything in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to realize this reality, then a person will know himself also, and you'll be a void. You won't ever speak a lie or anything. So this reality, so a person then realizes, this is the great favor of Allah. Allah gave me life. Allah gave me a heart that is full of light, of nur, that is our souls. And then Allah Ta'ala put now a body and send us into this world. And then gave us the ability, gave us the tongue to use in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, Allah sends such a great, accepted, the greatest personality, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to guide us and to show us how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, those who sat in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here we understand that how does this come in your heart, this recognition of Allah? It comes with sohbat, with company. Not just by reading kitabs. You can read all the kitabs of tasawwuf also. You won't get this connection. You won't get this nisbat. It comes from heart to heart. That's why sahaba, they were the best namazis. They had the best namaz. They kept the best fast. They made the greatest jihad. But Allah called them sahaba, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the word sohbat. When they sat in the company of those friends of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had the greatest marifat of Allah, the greatest nur of iman, then when it penetrated their heart, they became the greatest personalities on the face of the earth after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. After them, the greatest wali can never reach the rank of the lowest sahabi. Why? That's the sohbat. So when we come here also, it's not just to sit in the majlis, but it's to get that sohbat and that company of the shaykh. And that is why here this kitab is not just to learn the knowledge. The kitab is actually to get the fares, and the fares we'll get from our Sheikh, that goes up and up. And here also, by reading this kitab, we're getting the fares of Sheikh Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, but actually you'll get it from your connection. You can't go to the main generator and try and connect there. You have to connect to that box in your street. There's 10 houses or what getting from one box. If you don't connect there and you say, no, I want to go to the main this thing, you'll never get connection. So like that, get connected to one of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And also realize, this zamana, many people have got this the wrong notion. People say now there's no more Ahlullah left. All great people are gone. Then Allah wouldn't have commanded, Kunu Masadiqeen. Be with the righteous, pious servants. According to our ability and our time, that is that Allah Ta'ala has kept the pious servants. So they are there all the time. We have to find them. And like our Dada Sheikh Rahmatullahi used to say, many a times a person, when you're still young, etc., even ulama, then you see a great Sheikh coming from India, Pakistan. He gave one bayan, few bayans, you were overtaken. Now you say, I must take bad to him. But then you got no, your compatibility is not there. And then you aren't able to communicate with them, with him most of the time. So when the Sheikh is gone, you disconnected. So don't look for somebody that you are easy to connect with. Even if he might not be looking like a great Sheikh also. He might be a Khalifa of some Sheikh and a Khalifa of somebody else. Doesn't matter, as long as you feel you can is compatible with you, and you can relate to him, and you can get your islah done, then it is like you want to buy a ticket. One is the main office, and you say, no, I want it from the main office. And there are many other small branches also that are selling, small offices. But if you want to stand in a main office, you'll wait in a queue, and you won't miss, by the time you come, they say tickets are sold out. You go to one of the small offices, you get it quickly. So like that, many a times, if a person has got proper understanding, he connects to somebody who he can relate to, and he follows the cause and see how he gets connected. So Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala then made the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala the great men of Allah Ta'ala. And what did they get from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? اس کی رہنمائی سے عرفان کی لذت اٹھاؤے پس درود اس نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مختار اور اس کے آل اطہار رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم و اصحاب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم کی بار پر ہو جیے کہ جس نے بشر کو دلالت اور گمراہی سے باز رکھا اور علماء فضلاء کو زیور علم و دانی سے آراستہ کیا. اللہ اکبر. حضرت سید that Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam with that guidance, that when Sahaba that were lost and then they came into the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did they get? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابُ مُبِينٌ. They got this nur of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were lost, they didn't know who sent us in the world, and they were living a life of barbarism. And like we learn and we see today, when you disconnected from Allah, you think you are enjoying life. I got this Wi-Fi and I got that, but you got no idea of what life is all about. Till you come to know, somebody guides you and say, what is life? Then you'll want to throw away that cell phone also. You're not worried whether you got any Wi-Fi. You won't want to have Wi-Fi connection. And that is a person, the more you get connected to Allah, the more you want to disconnect from this world. You won't have time for all the social media and all these things. You want to be alone most of the time. Even friends, you start getting, you cut off. And we see like that, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And then you'll get an idea what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought of our object of life, to get the marifat of Allah. To get, understand, and just get it. And marifat of Allah is unlimited. But you'll just get few drops. And just not even full drops, maybe an iota of a drop. And when you just get an idea, who is Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala is not just, didn't just create me. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is that magnificent being who is Khallaqi Azim, the mighty creator, who Rabb means to bring from non-existence into existence. Then when you're not connected to Allah, Shaitan takes you and makes you think you are big, you're a big professor, and he'll give you a degree also. But you don't even understand reality, then like scientists will say, matter cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed. Who creates matter? Allah Ta'ala. So Allah doesn't need matter to create anything also. Otherwise you'll be getting big, big degrees. But what will be the degree mean? PhD? You got permanent head damage. You still never recognize who gave you life. Who is the, not only Allah gave us life, Allah is taking care of our life all the time. So you got permanent head damage, para hua dimag, and your mind is also upside down. So that is why the scores of gaining the marifat of Allah is the first. Allah sent us in the world for that. That nur that was in the heart, that light flame in the heart of our ruh, it has to be developed now. When you see all the ni'mat of Allah and you realize where it's coming from, then a person realizes Allahu Akbar. Just you get one iota of this love of Allah Ta'ala, a person is in a different enjoyment. And then you realize, from where did I get it? Then how you'll appreciate your sheikh? How you appreciate your ustad, your parents who put you in this line? Then you can't stop making dua for them. And then you'll understand why a person praises his ustad so much, his sheikh so much, appreciates his parents so much. When you get an iota of who made me, and who, what Allah made, all the system, Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we can understand what were the die-hard lovers of the Sahaba, how they loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did they get? That wealth, that the whole world can, you can have all the wealth in the world, you won't get that one second of enjoyment when you get the marifat of Allah. You will be in a desert, but you got the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar. You can't imagine what enjoyment you are. Otherwise a person, so first let's just translate this little portion here, that Hazrat says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent to guide us, that your object of life is to gain the marifat of Allah, not to pass your life, or not to come here and get involved in things that will disconnect you from Allah Ta'ala, and it will be termed education, which is not education. Education, Allah said clearly, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. You have sent you here to learn just the name of Allah. Then Allahu Akbar, that cause alone you'll finish lives and lives, and we still won't understand and out of the greatness of Allah's name. Forget Allah, all the other sifat of Allah. Allah's being is beyond our imagination. Then a person will understand that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got the greatest marifat, still he used to declare, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Oh Allah, how we can never recognize you as you are worth of being recognized. We are insan after all. And we are creation. Allah is the creator. Where can Allahu Akbar, a river of water fall in a jug? It can't. It's impossible. So anyway, like that, now the Hazrat further says, and as we see, this is also the system. Whenever you start talking any work of deen, first praises of Allah. Then durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because that great messenger brought this great message to us. And Allahu Akbar. And all those that are connected to Nabi Akram. And here, Nabi Mukhtar, the most choicest of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. The most choicest and the greatest of all. And upon his family, the very, very close family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, jisne bashar ku, who took out this insan who's supposed to be a know the road. But when you don't, we are not connected to a person who will show you the road, dalalat ku, you've gone into darkness, and you've gone totally astray. And like we learned, you got compound ignorance. You lost and you say you don't even know you lost. One is you know you lost, you'll ask somebody. One is you think, no, I'm not lost. And you don't even know you lost. And somebody tell you and you don't want to accept. So you got compound ignorance. You'll never come out of your darkness. But those who came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and even those who knew they lost, but they were not prepared to come, Allahu Akbar. They could be called by people's titles, Abu al-Hikam, but you don't come into the right company, you will be called Abu Jahl now. What is that knowledge, what is that wisdom of yours, when you don't come to realize why you are loving? And this is what we have to be thinking. Why? And who gave me my life? And Allah didn't just give us our life like we see, that now go and lead your own life. Allah made full arrangements. And till our mod arrangements are there, that we can never get lost. But we still get lost, then who we blame? Allahu Akbar. We only can blame ourselves. And not only after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then Tabi'in, Tabi'in, and what? Allahu Akbar. to save us from going astray, ulama, fudala, kuzevare, ilm, or danis, wadani se arastakya. That Allah send great, great ulama. Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and other great, great ulama, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. What, and our own ustaz, when we just see what caliber they are, we can't imagine. Then go up the ladder and see what great caliber of great, great people Allah has sent. And then our ulama is Dioban. What caliber, what knowledgeable and what people of piety. And Allah, so beautifully Hazrat has termed it here, Zewar-e Ilm. What is real jewelry and beauty is knowledge of deen. Allah has decorated the ulama, have beautified them with the knowledge of, with the jewelry of ilm, which is there, you can't pay that price. Allahu Akbar. And that is when you got real knowledge. And what that knowledge? Danish. Proper ilm is sahi, fahm is sahi. One is to have proper knowledge and the understanding of that knowledge. There's so much explanation, there's no time. So Allah has beautified them with all that. Allahu Akbar. Peeche khuda aur naate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke arbab danish par zahir ho jaye ke musalman ko lazim hai ke apne rab ko pehchane aur unki sifat jane aur uske hukm ko maloom kare. Allahu Akbar. So after the praises of Allah Rabbul Izzat and durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat says that people who realize that Allah gave me intelligence, Allah gave me brains. When you realize that Allah has given you brains, and that is the duty of the parents, that from childhood already, before the child comes in the world already, that child is getting knowledge in the womb of the mother already. It's hearing what is happening, and that what is going in the heart, in that heart of the child through that sound, that is what will make the child realize. And make that child, when you come out of the world already, you'll see that child who grows up in a proper Muslim home, the first thing that that child will start talking, Allah, Allah, Allah. And you'll make out that child is saying Allah. And that child himself starts knowing, I'm taking Allah's name and making zikr. So people of intelligence, and which human being can say he didn't get intelligence? Very few people are mental cases, and that is the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And every Muslim, it is first of all upon every human being. Ya ayyuhan nasu, ubudu rabbakum. O mankind, why we send you here? To become the slave of Allah. Ubudu, ibadat means to know what my Allah wants at this particular moment. That is ibadat. Not that ibadat we think is just namaz time, so I go for namaz. 24 hours you'll be in ibadat. And this is, I'm a slave of Allah. And a slave is that who recognizes what my master wants. If they want goodness in any house, in any madrasa, if you want goodness in your life, just learn the temperament of your father, what your father likes. And you do it before, see what honor you'll get. Your father will love you so much, and that is what you say. You don't have to ask them for duas. Dua lena, or dua mangna, or chize. One is to ask for duas, which we should do, is sunnat. But to take duas, when you come to know them. So the people, Allah gave us intelligence, and then it's general for mankind. But who will really take a lesson? The Muslims, those who submit, I am the slave of Allah. And you hear the first thing, azan in your ears, iqamat in your other ear. When you start talking, you take Allah's name, you read la ilaha illallah. Now you realize it's necessary for me. How to love my life? I have to recognize Allah and learn the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And from the marifat of Allah, come to know that unki sifat jane. What is the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And marifat is such a subject you can't imagine. When a person doesn't learn the marifat of Allah, even outwardly, you got some inclination that Allah has sent me in the world, like Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that even if you're living in a place where no news of any command of Allah came to you, but still Allah is going to ask you about Tawheed. Because the oneness of Allah is so clear. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَوْ شَاهِدٌ يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Anything can make you realize there is only one Allah. Religious says said, how is it when you're walking in the village and you see the droplets of the animals, you know a goat went past here. You know a cow went past here. You know a camel went past. They say, how you know? This is a dropling of the camel. This is of the goat, of the cow. So if you can recognize an animal that you never see from his droppings, you can't recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu Akbar. How is it? It's impossible. But it shows when a person is not connected to the man who knows Allah. As Allah Ta'ala says, you want to know Allah? Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. Allah is extremely merciful. That's why Allah created the whole creation. Kuntu kanzan makhfiyan fa'ahbabtu an u'raf fa'khalaqtu al-khalb. Allah says I was a hidden treasure. And Allah is as great as He is. Whether anybody takes Allah's praises, whether nobody praises Allah, it won't increase the status of Allah, it won't decrease the status of Allah. But out of Allah's kindness, Allah says, I created the creation so that they recognize me. And from the creation, the greatest of all, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. We gave insan this great honor. So even a person in a village who doesn't know, and he sees the sun rising, and he sees his animals, how he looked after, like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, there was a person, a shepherd, in a village, and he is now looking after his animals, he gets tired, etc. So he one day he says, Ya Allah, I look after animals, I get tired. End of the day, I'm so tired, I need a malish, I need, oh Allah, if I only knew where you stay, I could come to you. How tired you must be getting. You're not only looking after animals, you're looking after the whole world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if only I knew where you stay, then I could come and I could make your khidmat, I could bath you, oh Allah, and then I could malish your head, etc. One day Musa alayhi salam was going past and he heard this poor shepherd saying things like this. Musa alayhi salam was a Jalali Nabi, was a man of great awe. So he asked, he said, what you saying, things like this? Allahu Akbar. And the poor villager, he felt sad. And he said, you can't talk like this about Allah Ta'ala. Then at night, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Musa al-Islam. That, oh Musa, he doesn't know me. You had to connect him and show him and teach him who am I. Don't break him off from me. He loves me, but he doesn't know who am I. So like that, Allah sent the man of Allah to teach us who Allah Ta'ala is. Then a person will come to know. Similarly, like you'll understand, Allah didn't just create us, and not only us, every creation of Allah, where they are, what they're doing, Allah is fully aware. Our every split moment, Allah is fully aware of everything. And then Allah's qualities, Allah's being is beyond our imagination. Allah's qualities, just to see Allah's Rahmaniyat, how merciful is Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ar-Rahman, that mercy that encompasses everybody in this world, that is even those who swear Allah, who say we don't believe in Allah, still Allah Ta'ala takes care of them. Still Allah Ta'ala is looking after them. Allah Ta'ala's generosity, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's mercy is beyond our imagination. When you just get an iota of this, you can't help falling in love with Allah. Just come, have an idea, Allahu Akbar. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, he read the qualities, Allah is Zul Jalal, Wal Ikram. Zul Jalal, that great being of might and power, and that great being who's got full control. Allah can do as He want to, but Allah is Zul Ikram also. Allah is that great being who's very, very kind, very merciful. So when Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, said, oh Allah, we understand your jalal, your greatness, your magnificence. What are the kings of the world? You're the creator of all the kings. But show me how your ikram works, Zul Ikram. And what is actually Zul Ikram? Sahibul Faizul Am. That great being whose favors are spread throughout the world. Favors are spread to those who know him, who don't know him. Those who love him, those who don't love him. So Musa alayhi salam made dua, said, Ya Allah, let us give me an idea of what is your ikram, how you. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh Musa, you are walking in the jungle. You got your asa with you. Take your asa and hit a rock that's going to come in front of you. Musa alayhi salam hit that rock and he was surprised. In that rock, when it split, there was another rock. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah sent again wahi to him. Hit that second rock. He hit the second rock, that second rock split, and another rock in that rock.
So Musa al-Islam was shocked and surprised. What is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Rocks in rocks, Allah Akbar. And then, further than that, Allah Ta'ala told him to hit the third rock. When he hit the third rock, and these are not fairy tales, these are in the kitabs of tafsir. And so Allah Ta'ala said, when he hit the third rock, what does Musa al-Islam see? The third rock, when he split, he's shocked. He sees a green worm in that rock. And he sees in the mouth of that green worm, it's got a nice, juicy, green leaf. Allahu Akbar. And that worm is making zikr. Subhana man yarani, wa ya'rifu makani, wa yarzukuni, wa la yansani. Oh, pure Allah. Oh, yes, Subhani, you are seeing me. In the depths of the rocks over the rocks, Allah is, this worm is teaching us that Allah is seeing us. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. That is our Allah. Allah didn't send us in the world and Allah is not taking care of us. Allah is not watching us. Allah is watching every, we see a child, he's doing some funny things like he's going to fall and you see how he just comes down. Who is taking care of him? Allah sends the angels, go look after this child. So Allah, in the crevices of the rock, that worm is making zikr. And the worm, so Allah doesn't need our zikr. Allah gave us this honor to recognize that when Allah is seeing the worm in the depths of the rock, Subhana may yarani, wa ya'rifu makani, Allah knows my address also. Wa yarzukuni, Allah sends my rizq to me right in the depths of the rock. And walai, Allah never forgets me. Imagine Allah is feeding millions and millions of creation. And every creation, Allah is giving them their own diet. Elephants got their own diet. Camels got their own diet. All other, the lions got their own diet. And every insan, we have got, the variety is the spice of life. Each creation got one diet. Camels eat certain type of leaves. And the elephants eat certain type of trees. Giraffes eat thorny trees, etc. And insan on our dasturkhan, what a variety. Allah gave us honor. Allah gave us dignity. Allah gave us respect to recognize Allah. When one worm can recognize Allah, then how is it that we can't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we forget that Allah has sent us here to recognize Allah ta'ala. And how Allah ta'ala's generosity upon us when we come to learn the generosity of Allah. That even those people who don't believe in Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah's generosity is beyond our imagination. And those people who Allah grants, grants the marifat, then you come to know, you have to know the sifat, the qualities of Allah. And that is how you'll know Allah. As a buzur says, Ya Allah, tu laas parde mein, aur sakht izhar tera. You in 100,000 veils outwardly, we can't see you with the naked eye. But your manifestation is clear. And you don't have to go far to look for, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, just look at yourself. And you'll find Allah Ta'ala in your own self. How is your heart pumping? You don't even know your heart is pumping. And at what speed and how the blood is getting purified, etc. So, Lord, there's no time to explain all that detail, etc. But just to understand, like Hazrat our Dada Shaykh explained, that even if you can become a Mufti Sahib, but if you don't recognize Allah, you don't know the sifat of Allah, like Hazrat says, we read Asmaul Husna every day, but do we think these are the sifat of Allah? And then ponder over one sifat of Allah. Allah is muqeed. One Mufti Sahib came to our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and his name was Abdul Muqeed. So Hazrat asked him, you know what's the meaning of your name? He says, Hazrat, I don't know. And a Mufti Sahib. So Hazrat then explained to him, Muqeed is from the word Qut. Qut means food. And who is the supplier of the food? Allah Rabbul Izzat. So you are the slave of that being who makes the food and then delivers it to you. And Allah doesn't only deliver it, Allah is Razzaq. Razzaq is that great being who won't just bring the food to your house. He will let it go down your throat also. Sometimes you put something in your mouth, it's not for you. Your grandson or your child, you're holding him in your hand. And you put the sweet in your mouth, it's not for you. He puts his finger, he takes it out. And sometimes you eat food, just one slip, and it goes into the wrong pipe. It goes into the wing pipe. And see how you can suffer. Ooh, we're just eating and we think it's just happening like that. It's not just happening like that. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is feeding the entire creation, and then those who deny Allah or those who cause harm to the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they also Allah doesn't deprive.
For example, just to understand this reality, we know the waqiyah of if, when our beloved mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and we can't go into the great detail of that, when she was accused by the munafiqeen. And when a person doesn't have marifat of Allah, then he's got lot of time for news. And he's got lot of time for news media. Then even if you are a sincere person, and you're just looking at the news all the time, you'll get caught up in the trap. Like there was a sincere sahabi, Hazrat Misbah radiallahu ta'ala. He was the cousin, he was the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He was a poor man. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to give him his monthly allowance also. Then when this incident took place, it was very difficult in the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine accusation upon the great, great family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu's daughter on the other hand. And what the turmoil went into the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu came to know that even Misbah is involved in this rumor mongering unintentionally, when people are talking that this could have happened, where Allah ta'ala says, if you know that of who people are talking, you're supposed to think that it's an open, hara ifkum mubin. It's an open accusation. How can you talk about those things? But today we see we end up in the same problem. That we ordinary, the fries of yesterday, students, we want to talk of great, great ulama. And we want to put accusation upon them, which is very, very dangerous. Anyway, what we want to show here is the generosity of Allah and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Abu Bakr went through this difficult condition, he's a human being after all, then he said, how could Misbah do this? Talk about my daughter like this, and he is our family. He is supposed to know that this is not something to talk about. But, and it shows, when you mix up with the wrong, and especially the social media, when you don't have the marifat of Allah, even things that you, then you go wrong. And if you get the marifat of Allah, even things that are important, you got no time to read. And you don't have time to... Hazrat Abu Bakr now then said, now I'm going to cut his allowance. I'm not going to give him. Allahu Akbar. Immediately Allah Ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Abu Bakr, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَعْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَيُّوتُ أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And then in the end of the ayat, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. On the one hand, Allah is showing what is the position of Allah, of Abu Bakr. Ulul Fadl, the man of great, great virtue. And Allah gave you blessings and Allah gave you this rizq is from Allah. So it's not becoming, even if the person could hurt your heart to the depth of your heart, that now you say you won't give them. No, Allah to him, and he took qasam. And then immediately when this part of the ayat was revealed, Allah to hibbuna yaghfir Allahu lakum. Don't you love that Allah must forgive you? Immediately he said, "Uhibbu an aghfir li." That I beg Allah, please. And Allah, he broke his qasam. And he said, I won't just forgive him, I'll double his allowance. Allahu Akbar. And all this is from who? When Allah's marifat comes in a person. And that is the object of the marifat of Allah. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. And this is what salah has to bring into our life. That this salah is come to make us realize who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then when you stand and you surrender to Allah, my Allah who has given me my life, my Allah who has given me my understanding and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's generosity, Allah's kindness, Allah ta'ala's, Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala's knowledge, etc. And Allah gives us a brilliant and a brilliant of an iota of the knowledge of Allah, and we can't imagine. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat is saying that then it becomes necessary. A person comes to realize Allah is so kind, so magnificent, so great, so loving. Allahu Akbar. Now how do I make my Allah happy? Like that poor villager didn't know how to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, teach him, tell him how to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Then Allahu Akbar. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam taught him, then he recognized Allah. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they came to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when he didn't know who Allah ta'ala is, going with a naked sword to kill the greatest creation of Allah. And Allah ta'ala's generosity and Allah ta'ala's kindness, Allah just changed his heart. And then, when now any person, and we see every Sahabi, when we don't know Allah, then we have this notion, the deen is hard, Islam is difficult, and we are the friends of Allah, they are the orthodox, etc. Like every Sahabi admitted, the moment, before I brought Iman, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's not even worth saying those words, that on the face of the earth, who are the worst person? But the moment I brought Iman, you are the best person in our heart. And we love you. So much so that a munafiq went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a Jew for certain matter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the decision. This is the command of Allah Ta'ala. When you know Allah and you recognize the man of Allah, that this is Allah's command. Now I just want to do that. Allah must be happy with me. So thus when you don't know Allah or you got disease in your heart, then despite Allah's command, you look for something else. So he went, he was a hypocrite, but pretended like a Muslim. That person was a Jew. So he said, no, Nabi Sa'asa made this decision, let's go to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When they went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, first thing that Jew said, this person said, Umar, we came with a matter that for you to solve. That Jew said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already gave the decision. And this is the decision. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala went in his house, he took out his sword, and he came back and he told this person, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the decision, it is the command of Allah, and you coming to me for a different decision, then you don't deserve to be loving. And he took his life. So this is when we start realizing the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can't imagine there's so much to mention, so little time. اور مرضی نہ مرضی اس کی تحقیق کریں اور اس کے حکم کو معلوم کریں. When you get a brief idea of the معرفت of Allah, now you'll want to know, I must know the laws of Allah. And every parent, then you see, realize, my child must learn about Allah. The first thing, today, the tables are upside down. My child must go to Montessori. There were those days that there was no story about Montessori. The child must first learn who Allah Ta'ala is. Go to the maktab, learn about Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then grow up in that line. So to know what are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just the commands of Allah, what pleases Allah ta'ala. What does pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is to know Allah's command, but you're not doing it in the way that Allah ta'ala pleases. Allah ta'ala loves. Allahu Akbar. Like Sulaiman alayhi salam, after Allah, he made dua, Allah give me the kingdom of the world that nobody has got before. Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li adi min badi. And Allah gave him such a kingdom. As Al Razad explains, he even knew the language of the end. He knew the winds were under his control, everything. And when he saw Allah Ta'ala gave him all the great, great ni'mat, then Allahu Akbar. What he said, when he heard the ants talking, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq to make your shukr. What bounties you blessed me. And my parents, an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday. And then, what is the sign of shukr? Wa an'amala salihan tarda. And I do good deeds that please you. Not do good deeds like Hazrat is explaining. We're coming to do a good deed, salah, but we're just doing it in a haphazard way. We're not learning our outward postures myself, rotten. And then how can we say, so those good deeds that will please Allah. And after that also realize, my good deeds can never be accepted in the court of Allah. وَادْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Then, O Allah, out of your mercy, please just enter me and count me amongst your pious servants. And like that, Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala, sifat of the Razzaq, just to get one idea, Sulaiman alayhi salam, who had the kingdom of both the world, then like insan, naturally, you feel that I got this ability. So, he made dua one day, Ya Allah, give me the ability to feed the creation in my whole town. Allah said, impossible, O Sulaiman, that is my work. I gave you kingdom, but that is not in... But he made dua and said, Ya Allah, please. Allah Ta'ala says, you'll never able to do it. So he says, Allah, in one area, one city of mine, let me feed the creation. So Allah said, okay, to make him understand, I give you time to prepare with all your jinnat and all. Prepare as much as... First, in one narration, it comes 1 month. One narration, it comes 1 year. That prepare as much as stock you can get. And Sulaiman alayhi salam had jinnat and had what workers under him that he could prepare, and what preparations he made. After 1 year, he made dua of Allah that I'm ready now. I made enough preparation. Let the makhluk come to for the dawah to me. So Allah Ta'ala says, you sure you ready? He said, Ye Allah, I'm ready now. Allah sent one huge fish from the ocean. And that fish came and ate all that provision in one morsel. And then he asked Sulaiman that I want more. Sulaiman alayhi said, what kind of forget you are? That you came and you finished whatever anybody else had to get, you finished it. He says, Allah, every day Allah gives me 3 times amount that meal. Allahu Akbar. So that is our Allah. When you come to know Allah, then you won't think my shop is feeding me. You won't think my degree is feeding me. You will know Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْمُرْ أَعْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You have a problem in any department of your life. Allah told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, وَعْمُرْ أَعْلَكَ, that command your family to perform salah, وَاسْتَبِرْ, and you be firm on that salah. So we have to learn what that salah is. That will all, then we'll understand the qualities of Allah. Then you realize, or uski taqeeq kare, ke baghair uske bandagi nahi, jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi, Allahu Akbar. And then you'll want to find out what makes Allah happy. What makes Allah, what will make my Allah unhappy with me. And that is what your worry will be. That is a marifat, that is a slave of Allah. That every minute, is Allah happy with me or not? And this concern will be burning in your heart till you leave the qabr. And when this concern is there, then you will grow in marifat. And then you find out about it. That means you learn knowledge of deen. And you learn from the right sources. Or uske bandagin. Without this, how can you be the slave of Allah? You can't be a slave of Allah. You'll land up like barbarians. Before, the Sahaba had marifat of Allah. What lives? And today we see also, in the so-called modern world, people are boasting about science and technology, but we are sophisticated, ignorant people. We're just in a sophisticated ignorance. They used to bury their daughters alive. We say no. We have mixed in schools and dressing and then take protection. Allahu Akbar. Islam teaches us, Allah teaches us, know Allah Ta'ala's law and save yourself. Protection is better. Prevention is better than cure. Not here that you say you must light the fire and then save yourself. No, and then, now when this happens, Allahu Akbar. Young, 9 year old girls getting pregnant and then abortions take place. And now the laws, insan passing laws that nobody must know about it. Their parents are not allowed to stop them. So is that insaniyat? So when you don't know Allah, then how are you going to become the slave of Allah? And then Allahu Akbar, jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi, Allahu Akbar. And if you don't obey the commands of Allah, you can't call yourself a slave of Allah. And then how can people say today that this person did lot of social work, is also going to Jannah? You didn't recognize Allah. You didn't obey Allah, one command of Allah Ta'ala. So you don't deserve to be, Allahu Akbar. Forget Jahannam, Allah's anger is worse than it. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, aur badi bandagi namaz ke hai, ke badoon iske koi bandagi kabool nahi, kyunke sire se sab bandagiyo aur bure kamo se bachne ka yahi hai. And Hazrat says that Allah gave us the greatest thing to become the true slave of Allah, that is namaz. That is the root that will teach us that how to take out all evil in our life and how to bring good in our life. Allah give us proper understanding and give us this true recognition.